Red Film Radio.
Red Film Radio.
Interview.
Interview.
For the film industry / education section of this episode of the Big Fret Tuesday, we're going to be talking about a brand new training and education initiative named Alpi Film Lab with its head of studies, Francisco Jaivia. Francisco, welcome to the show.
Hi, Matt.
This is exciting. We're going to be talking about Alpi Film Lab. It's a brand new initiative and it was launched by the Torino Film Lab and the Annecy Italian Film Festival, the latter of which you are the festival director of. And Francisco, just to start off, because it is a rather new initiative, would you care to maybe give us an overview and tell us about what it is?
Yes, it's brand new. It's born with the encounter, with the meeting between TFL, Torino Film Lab, so the international established training and development program promoted by the National Cinema Museum in Torino, and by Annecy Cinema Italiano, which is the historic festival dedicated to Italian cinema in France, in beautiful Annecy beside the lake, and the festival is promoted by Banlieue Nationale, which is the theater of the city and one of the leading scènes nationales in France. I have the chance of working for both institutions and knowing both themes because, as you mentioned, since 2017, I'm director of Annecy Cinema Italiano, but I'm also collaborating since a few years with Torino Film Lab. I'm part of the pedagogical team and I'm also in charge of Italian projects, like some sort of Italian delegate, and there was always a will of doing things together. And then at some point in 2019, we jumped on a financing, on a European financing that is called Alcotra, which basically it's a fund devoted to interregional districts. So this specific Alcotra, it's in between France and Italy, and in specific regions, basically all the regions, or we should say province or département. So portion of regions that are close or that are part of the border between France and Italy. On our website, you should see it. If you see it on a map, it's real clear. And it's all those territories that are touched by the frontier between France and Italy. So we go straight to the Alps through the sea, basically. And so this financing, specifically this Alcotra financing that we received with the project, that it's Alpi Film Lab, that it's a training and educational project. So we set up in the tradition of Annecy on one side and on TFL on the other side, a program devoted for young upcoming film professionals on one side, and on the other side, young students. Of course, also, and always linked to cinema and to the relationship between French cinema and Italian cinema.
Right, there's a long-standing tradition there of collaborations, cooperations, co-productions between France and Italy. So this is a continuation of that as well, and nurturing it for the future.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the treaties between France and Italy date back at right after the Second World War. And there were really like the very first bilateral agreements and European agreements in between two different countries. So it's historic, and like thousands of films have been produced in the past, but there are also bilateral agreements right now in between the two countries. So it's a long established tradition, a long established collaboration, and I'm sure, and we are all sure, that a training initiative devoted to this kind of relationship is something that it's not only needed, but it's really important, especially right now.
So before we dissect these training initiatives, we'll talk about them a little later on, but just in case anyone who is listening was not aware of this initiative and would like to maybe take part, perhaps in this one or future editions, what is the criteria for selection and who can apply and what is the application process like?
So if we talk about the training initiatives for professionals, we're talking about... let's say emerging producers. By emerging producers, we mean, or we try to mean, let's say, that we need to find in reality the kind of profile that we have in our mind, but it's kind of clear. It's young, not necessarily by age, but young in terms of experienced producers that have their first steps in, that are making the first steps in international co-production, and especially in French-Italian relationships. So that's example. A French producer, young producer that produced with national means, short films that was really good, that traveled a lot around the world, and now is working on his first feature, maybe documentary, as a producer. Or an Italian producer that has established a career in documentaries, mostly with national funds, and now wants to make a step in fiction cinema, which is more complex budget-wise, and wants to establish relationship, for example, with France. So we need to have what we call potenziale transfrontaliero, so a cross-border potential. And yeah, and the profile, it's like upcoming, promising new talents. I mean, at least that's what we're looking for.
Right. And all of the information for application can be found on a website?
Yes, exactly. So on Torino Film Lab's website and on Cinema Italian website, you can find all the call for application and all the information.
So having introduced the initiative and briefly gone through who can apply for it, Francesco, could you tell me or tell us a little more about how these courses are structured?
We're gonna have, and finger crossed, I want to be sure, I want to believe that we're gonna have residential workshops starting in April. So we're gonna have 3 residential workshops in between Annecy and Torino, with film professionals, so producers, script editors, and mentors. So really a big team of professionals that are gonna work on the development of the projects. And I'm working now on the design of the program, really in details, and it's going to be a real simulation of a French-Italian co-production. So, and it's kind of a one-of-a-kind experience because you have training programs for the development of feature films, but not necessarily training program specifically focused on cooperation and co-production. So this is a big challenge for us also, but it's kind of exciting. And it's all going to end with a public presentation in November in Torino in the frame of Torino Film Industry, which is the industry platform of the regional Piemonte Torino Film Commission.
And are there any names of experts and tutors that you can share with us?
Yeah, I mean, the first accomplice that I have on my side are two producers. They're going to be the most important mentors, together with the script editors. The two producers are Julie Billy, French producer known for a lot of projects, including, for example, Jonas Carpignano's films, including the last one, A Chiara, which is in post-production now, and but also Gagarin, for example. So an outstanding debut film that was released last year. And on the Italian side, we have Giovanni Pompili from Kino Production in Rome. He is the producer of Laura Lucchetti, but also Carlo Sironi, that just got the award at the European Film Academy for Best First Film with The Sole.
So obviously this is an obligatory question, given the times that we are living in and the challenges that we are living through because of the coronavirus crisis, the coronavirus pandemic. Are you anticipating challenges? Are you well prepared? And also, are you expecting that maybe you'll be able to hold some events physically? You mentioned at the end of the program you will possibly hold in Torino.
We plan to do it physically from the very beginning. So first workshop in April. And I'm confident that we're going to make it. I mean, people are shooting films now. So, and we're talking about a small group of people doing an intensive training for 3 days. So, yes, we're going to start in April. And I'm kind of confident that we're going to start with real proper physical events. And then, finger crossed, things are going to get better and we will be able to do it actually in person for at least the first year. And then, I mean, next year, I really wish that all this kind of corona nightmare is going to be put on aside and we're going to going to do things that we used to do, as we used to do.
Right, absolutely. On the other hand, though, seeing initiatives like this can definitely be beneficial for the film world. Right now, obviously, there's a lot of challenges happening. And so this can sort of empower, especially people who are trying to maybe transition, evolve in their pursuits, in their careers.
I totally agree. I really think that the timing was bad. But in a way, it's perfect timing because working with young talents, working on training, working especially on cooperation in between two countries, it's something that is crucial right now because we're going to face challenging times. So the idea of having cooperation in the frame of training as the very core of this initiative, it's something that it can be timely. It can give really an extra push for a lot of young talents that are challenged, that are facing a complex scenario with cinemas that are closed, sometimes even borders in between countries are closed. Yes, I think we can play a good game. We have some cards to play.
All right. Let me remind our listeners that the first round of the training course will take place between the end of April and the end of November of this year, 2021. And finally, you know, we're speaking of crisis, and because I have you here, it would be interesting to kind of get a few thoughts on the actual festival scene itself, the ANSI Italian Film Festival, which is held annually, as you said. How did that respond to the crisis? And again, we talked about hope for the lab, but do you have the same hopes for that festival as well going forward?
Last year, the festival was at the end of September. So end of September last year, cinemas in France were open. So we managed to have actual screenings in cinema with the crowd, and it was great. But of course, on the side, there was a platform for streaming that was what we call now a hybrid event, but with all the problems connected to traveling, basically we didn't have actual guests coming at the festival, which is, guests are always a big part and play a big part in the festival. So, but we managed to do it. We had the competition. We had a lot of films. And this year, I mean, it's going to be end of September. So frankly, I hope that we're going to make it like at least more or less like we used to do it in the past. I'm kind of confident that we're going to make it. It's not going to be easy because the whole festival machine is going to restart quite late this year with all, you know, Berlinale and then Cannes and then Venice. It's going to be complex. Locarno, of course, it's not going to be easy, but there are a lot of films. That's for that, I'm sure. There are a lot of films that are ready. There are a lot of films that are being shot now. So there will be a lot of films to show. And we're there.
Yeah, a lot of films waiting to be showcased. Okay, Francesco, thank you very much for joining us. I wish you all the best.
You're welcome. Grazie. Ciao.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.